Hey, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout, and I am here with my guest. Gianna Cupo is back, actually. I know it seems odd. Why would I bring back the same girl? Because I really like her, I guess. We were just listening to Bridge Over Troubled Water, which I think is a phenomenal song. 1 second right here. I think we're having some issues with G's microphone. All right, I don't know who keeps doing that, but someone keeps turning off that microphone. You on there?
Yeah, can you got me now?
We got her. Yes. This is great. All right. Well, I wanted to tell a funny story about that song real quick. Actually, that song, Bridge Over Troubled Water, was a song that I signed for my high school, like in sign language, for my audition.
That's sweet.
For the sign language show.
I really like sign language.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you know any?
A little bit, like just like letters. And
hey, we can talk bad about people now.
Yeah, I mean, it would take me a really long time to spell out words, but if you want to take that, like, hour.
We can practice. It'll be good. I just signed practice to her, by the way.
Did.
Anyway, so we are here at radio.dominican.edu, and we actually have gotten new headphones, new microphones. We are amped up, and it's pretty.
I was going to say, these look really nice.
Don't they sound good?
Yeah, no, I can definitely hear everything.
Sounds phenomenal. We are very excited about that here today. And we're here to just talk about things going on at DU. It's the end of the semester. We're going to just catch up on what's going on in her life, what's going on in my life. I figured one of these days you had to get to know me. We learn about everyone else's talents. What can DJ Scout do in this world? The world.
I'm down to interview you today.
Oh, we will alternate. I will
not
interview
even my
you.
My show, but I'm down for it.
I think it sounds like a party.
Me too.
We can do that.
Okay.
We'll do that.
I'm ready.
I'm excited. Well, we're here with Gianna. So, yes. Gianna, the tennis season, how did it end up?
I think we were 6-9. I'm not very sure on that record. I did not get to play the last three games because I was injured.
How did you injure yourself, and what kind of injury was it?
I have a shoulder injury. Some people say it's an impingement. Some people say it is a strain. I'm not very sure. I've had a lot of opinions on it, but I'm just waiting until I go home to get like a full thing. But I did actually have a shoulder injury sophomore year of high school, like the summer leading up to it. And it was an impingement near my rotator cuff, which if pulled or torn can result in rotator cuff surgery, which sounds delightful, doesn't it?
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a tennis player. I couldn't imagine.
No, you can't play tennis after you tear your rotator cuff.
I wouldn't
you
think
so. You
can't
really move your shoulder. So, so I was injured the last three games, so I just cheered on everybody, basically. But I don't think it ended that badly. We were very close to going to playoffs. I think we were about a game away from going to playoffs.
Did any of the sports make it to playoffs this year? Do you know?
Maybe golf. I know golf is still like in their season.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did they just get back from
Vegas? Yes. I don't know. Like something women's golf is.
I like that we just kind of don't talk to about the golf team.
No, I know some golfers too, like on women's golf and stuff like that, but I just don't even. I'm like, how's golf? And they're like, oh, you know. And I'm like, yeah, same.
If I knew any female golfers, I'd invite one to be on. And I know a couple male golfers, but I'm not really friends with them.
Yeah. Neither am I.
I don't really have anyone. Really I've never had a golfer on. They only talk to each other.
I mean, what was there to even talk about in golf? I'm not insulting the sport.
Did you hit the ball?
Yeah, I'm not insulting the sport or anything, but.
How much can you say?
And how much exercise do you do?
We were looking at this these graphs in my math class today where we were comparing different sports and the concussions. How many people get concussions from it?
Oh my God, it's probably like one.
And
golf.
It was so funny because. We were looking at it had little icons, little emojis of them doing sports.
Yeah.
And we see this one that looks like golf. And we say, why does golf have the second highest amount of concussions? We're like,
it does?
No, it wasn't golf.
Oh,
it was field hockey.
Oh,
field
my
hockey.
God. I was like, that's not, how is that possible?
I know.
Someone getting hit by a ball?
I was assuming that it was golfers getting mad at each other and beating each other with their clubs.
Oh, see, I went for the more like reasonable thing, but you just went extreme. What was the first highest one?
Wrestling.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
That makes sense. Football was probably up there, too.
Girls were highest in soccer, weirdly enough.
Probably from, like, punching each other in the face.
That sounds like more of a female lacrosse thing. I don't think lacrosse was even on there.
That's weird, because they definitely hit each other real hard.
Hey, speaking of lacrosse, do you remember that time a few weeks ago when we went to the Berkeley game?
Yes.
We are huge fans of the lacrosse team. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking for myself. I just am such a big fan that I count as two fans. What up? We, as in DJ Scout and DJ Scout,
really like
the lacrosse team.
Hey, but you got me really into it.
It was fun, wasn't it?
We were screaming.
It's good to go to a sporting event with me because I get way too into it. And
that
you kind of feel...
That lacrosse game was...
upsetting.
Crap.
It was. And... if you weren't sitting next to me, you wouldn't have gotten so into it. It kind of just would have. If you're next to someone
who's
insane,
were so bad.
You have to join them at being insane.
I know. And the refs were just equally so horrible during that game that it just made me more infuriated.
Oh, we were all mad.
A ref was blind.
Did you hear Casey?
Yeah.
I heard Casey. And the Asian woman. I didn't know her name. Oh. She was really
They were
into
all
it.
Mad. There's a lot of Dominican people there, like staff, and they were all just really angry because the ref was just blind. It's like if somebody like... literally got shanked during that game, he would not have seen it.
Unless it was on the other team.
No, obviously.
The like other team would beat our kids in the face and it's fine, but our kid accidentally
one guy, I forgot who
tripped
was.
Him or
that
something.
That one guy,
Fritz
like...
got hit in the face, I think.
Somebody, no, like he hit him with the, like, I don't know what a lacrosse stick
the
is
head.
Called. Is that what it is?
The shaft.
Whatever it is. That whole stick thing
they
use.
I wish I was kidding.
That whole stick thing they use. He's like smacked him in the face 4 times.
I remember that.
In
I
a
remember.
Row.
And then he still almost scored.
Chin. I know. And the ref didn't do anything. But then somebody like touched another player. And
like,
they were like, ooh, like red card, even though that's not a
red
thing.
Red card, you're out.
Get out of the game.
Some of them were getting real upset. Because all of the parents came too, which was really sweet. Mm-hmm. And then afterward, and they all ran out into the audience to hug their parents. It was really cute.
I know.
Except for the ones whose parents didn't come and they just kind of cried.
Yeah, but. It's okay. We hugged them.
Yeah, we did. We made a sign. We cheered.
It was good.
I think they're fantastic. Do you think they made it to playoffs? I know they're first or second in the division. Honestly.
Yeah, but I don't know how club really works.
Exactly. Is there a playoffs for club?
I don't think there is.
I was listening to some lacrosse guys talk on my way here, and I was not listening hard enough. I don't know.
Good
I wish
job.
I was.
Yeah.
I know.
I wish you were too, honestly.
So I got this random question for you just to make some conversation on... the student showcase where we uncover the hidden gems on the DU campus.
Yes.
Forgot to slip in my slogan at the beginning. I was wondering, do you play any instruments?
I do.
Do you? What do you play?
I play a little guitar. I do play pretty good ukulele.
Did you bring your ukulele?
I didn't. Actually.
You wanna just make a ukulele? Here, I'll make a ukulele noise.
Yeah.
Whoop. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Here, if we do different notes, it'll sound like we're strumming. Ready?
I don't know how ukulele would sound with my mouth.
I don't really know either.
I play some drums, too, but like...
hey, we got a drum kit over there if you want to just whip it out.
That might be scary.
Yeah, we don't know if we've got room.
I mean, I don't play drums that well. I just know because my dad played drums all through high school, and he still plays drums, and we have a regular drum kit and one of those, like... digital, like the sound pads,
right?
Like drum kit,
so that it doesn't annoy the entire neighborhood.
Yeah,
I get
yeah.
It.
No, but he decides to use the regular drum
oh,
kit
good.
To
oh, good.
Annoy the entire neighborhood.
My brother had a single snare drum because he was on the percussion ensemble and the drum line, so he was
so
really
was my
good.
Dad. Yeah.
He was like lead on the drum line.
Yeah, my dad was too.
And as a freshman, so he's a cool cat. But he would practice in the basement on his snare drum, and it was just so loud.
Yeah,
I'd hear
right?
it from upstairs. And
my cats get really scared.
My cats love it, weirdly enough.
Weird.
I think maybe they don't love it, but they do this thing where they just run around in circles around the drum.
Oh,
I think they think
okay.
it's like a god and they're worshiping it.
Probably. I was going to.
It's like a weird cat
like
dance.
That.
You know, the dragon dance
yeah.
that the
yeah.
puppets do? That's what they do.
Weird.
They hop around like that. It's a little weird to watch, actually.
Yeah. No, cats are just weird in general, but I love them.
Yeah, you have a cat?
I have two.
Two cats? What are their
yes,
names?
Mo and Gucci.
Which one do you like better? Don't tell me. That's mean.
I can.
You do have a favorite?
Tell you, yeah.
Which one?
I like Mo better, but that's because Mo hates me.
I hope Mo didn't hear that.
Well, he hates me. I didn't do anything to him. He just hates me.
What does he look like?
He's black and white, and he's pretty fat. And then Gucci's also black and white, but she's not as fat. She's just really dumb.
I want to
take
pictures.
She's obsessed with me.
I love cats.
I know. I'll show you some pics.
I would love that. That'll
good.
Be good.
It's pretty good. They just look alike and it's really confusing.
So we're going to talk more about what's going on DU right now. Did you know on Thursdays, but from 5 to 7, they have open tennis?
I did know that.
The courts are open and you can just go play. And I'm usually the only person there. So So
it's really sad.
Someone should turn up and hang out with me. Hey, DJ
come
Scout.
Hang out with DJ Scout. Repping tennis.
Yeah, I go play.
It's
I
a
play
good
tennis,
sport. It's and then pretty I, expensive.
hey, no, it's free there because they come with rackets and balls.
Oh.
And just not friends. They just don't come with friends.
That'd be good if it came with people.
I know, I wish. It comes with the people who are running it, but they're not very good at tennis. I mean, neither am I, but they just hit it out and try to see how many balls they can hit over the fence.
Oh, that's definitely not how you play tennis.
I don't think it is. I really...
Not at all.
Pretty sure that's not how to play tennis.
Yeah.
But it's nice to go because now the pool's open, too.
Yeah. Which I heard that.
It's got some weird hours, but...
I know. There's some weird people swim in the pool sometimes, too.
Yeah. But, you know...
I'm like, why are you walking in the pool?
That's me. I do that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's okay.
It's relaxing.
I know. I just see some other like weird people walking. They're just like walking around the pool, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I wish I could take floaties in there.
Oh, you can't?
No, unfortunately, they have a giant penguin floaty that they keep in the back room, but the door is always slightly open, and you can look in there and see the sad penguin that just wants to be in the water.
Yeah, I would take it. I'm tempted. You could get it out, but is the door completely like open?
It's open. It's unlocked. Like the penguin is there.
Go for it. Just take it.
Someone did take him out of there, and the lifeguard just yelled at them, put him back. He can't go in the water.
Why? Isn't he supposed to be in the water?
Mr. Penguin can't swim, all right. I don't think that's what she said. But
is that your lifeguard impersonation?
That is. It is always my lifeguard.
Is it pretty accurate?
Yes.
I feel like it is.
Even if it was a man, which I think it was, he sounded just like that.
Okay.
Put away the
was
penguin.
Was it Willie?
No.
Not the janitor?
No, it wasn't the janitor. It was a lifeguard.
Oh, if it was Willie, then I would have been like, all right.
Yeah, I listened to good. Willie. Willie would have been like, let's ride the penguin together.
I know. He definitely would have done that.
Yeah, who doesn't want to ride Mr. Penguin?
I mean...
Oh, shoot. That's what they call Aaron, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, everyone.
Oh, that was a little awkward.
That makes it a little uncomfortable. I take that back.
Pretend that didn't happen.
No one
here
heard
we go.
That.
Rewind it.
As we were talking, you want to tell me anything else? What's going on with you? You got teachers that you've been really liking. How are classes going? Got finals? You're a normal student right
I
now.
I know, I am.
No more tennis. How's that feel?
Oh, I get to sleep. That's nice.
That's all you do.
Sleep is nice. I know you like to sleep.
I do.
A little too many hours, though.
No.
But sleep is nice. It's good that I have free time to be on the show that I love
so
much.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm wondering if anyone's noticed that you've definitely been on three radio shows. Like, two shows, but...
I might be on DJ Freak.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Oh, good.
I just love the radio so much.
Do you know what president she's doing next time?
I don't. I sort of want her to jam pack them all in.
Although it's not tomorrow you'd be on. You'd be on next week. She actually has someone for tomorrow.
Yeah, no, just whenever she needs me. We can do president trivia again.
Yeah, I know. Fail. I listened to you last time.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. I got all of them right.
That's whatever. Okay.
The first time cool. I did it, I got every question wrong.
Oh.
I was on her show twice, too.
Okay.
No judgment.
We should just go on it again.
We should both go on it.
Yeah.
Oh, let's ask her next week.
I'm down. Okay.
Tune in next week, Oval Hour, Wednesday at 9 to 10, where you can pull in the rad facts straight from the White House. What a cool thought. We're going to actually go into a commercial break real quick. And
talk about life after.
Talk about life after that. Get to know each other a little bit better, because we don't know each other at all. Yeah, so you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We will be right back. We'll be right back. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout, and you are listening to the Student Showcase. I am here with Gianna Cupo. We are today getting to know each other, talking about the school, because it's the end of the year. We're bringing it in. It's going to be great. And I figured, why not have someone we already know? Get to know her a little better. It'll be great. And anyway, so where were we when we left off? We were talking about
school stuff.
Did you go to Penguin Ball?
Year stuff. I did.
You did? You want to tell me about it? All about it. Everything.
It was good. It was good. I've never been to the Exploratorium before, so that was my first time, and it was exciting. They sectioned it off.
Like boys and girls are colored in white.
No, just sectioned like in the Exploratorium, just sectioned it off. That was a little too far. They sectioned off the little area in the Exploratorium, and they had some food there. It was pretty nice. There was some fish. It was like in like the nature kind of place. I don't know. I've never really been to the Exploratorium, so I've never walked around and viewed all the different areas. So I wouldn't be able to explain which area we were in. I just know there was a bunch of nature kind of things going on.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, and they put a little dance floor. They had some lights going on. There was one art exhibit in there that I actually really liked. It was called Confused Sea, and it was just a bowl of water, a giant bowl of water splashing around. And I was like, if I was an artist, that would be my exhibit.
Just a bowl of
just
water?
Just a bowl of water splashing around called nice. The Confused Sea.
We have similar...
I was confused.
We have similar art where I live in Seattle. And I remember I was on a tour once with my family. Because I mean, I don't need a tour of Seattle, but I was on a tour with my family. And we were on one of those buses, and they're telling us all about what's outside. And they say, and if you look to your right, you see this $30 million piece of art that we have in Seattle. It is a cement block.
Just
a cube.
$30 million?
Yeah, it was like right. crazy. Yeah. I was just thinking.
Some weird art out there. I mean, why? I like it all, but I am also frustrated. Like,
I'm not a modern art fan.
Could I be one of those artists? Like, I really want to try one day.
You should.
Was on Twitter a few days ago, and this person was at one of the New York art exhibits. I don't know what it is, but it was a really popular one, and he just put his sunglasses and a watch in the corner, and people thought it was an exhibit.
I saw that too.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I saw that.
I think I might have retweeted it, or vice versa.
I saw it a while ago on like a different website.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter like a few weeks ago, and I was like, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to do that.
Hey, you should.
Definitely.
It's one of those weird things that just anything can be considered art, and people will find a meaning behind it too. He probably left those sunglasses, and some pretentious snooty people went by and said, oh, obviously the author is trying to tell us about the... I really can't think of anything.
I know what you're going for.
You know what I mean, though? Is they tried to think
of... Trying to tell us about society in the eyes of another human. Actually, it's a pretty good one. I'm going to do that now.
Yeah? You're going to do that? Society in the eyes of another human?
You'll see that.
I can't wait to see your art. I've seen some of your graphic art this class stuff. So you were in graphic design last semester?
I was.
What did you think of it?
I really enjoyed graphic design. I've always enjoyed like Photoshop or like any kind of Adobe.
I did a lot of Photoshop stuff in high school.
Yeah, I was really into Tumblr. So I used to like do edits and stuff on Tumblr.
Didn't we all have that phase?
Yeah. You know, I go on occasionally. Still go on Tumblr. And then I'm like, oh, all those followers I had, they just decreased.
Oh, I never had very many.
Oh.
I was up to almost
2,000. So, I mean, I was getting there.
Okay, fine.
Shout out to the followers.
My brother and I used to go on it all the time just to show each other weird things. We would just reblog them just so the other could see it.
Yeah, but I was just super into it. So now I'm like sad that
you're going to tell me your Tumblr name, right?
I feel like I don't want to.
You sure?
Yes. Are you ready to write it down?
I'm ready.
The thing is, I don't even know if I remember. No, it's probably, you could probably go on, I think it's Elizabeth Childs, which is a character on Orphan Black. Shout out to that show.
What is Orphan Black?
It's a BBC show.
Elizabeth Child?
Childs. One of those two. I'm not sure. It's been a few months. But yeah, I was really into like, you know, I was like a TV show, movie, blog person, celebrity.
Celebrity.
Fandom blog.
I'm excited. I'll look for it. My Tumblr name is This Is Taylor.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I made it a long time ago. I had a personal
Tumblr, too. It had a lot of nature photos. I forgot what that was called.
I posted my own one thing, and it was a screenshot of my phone because my mom had passed down her phone to me as a hand-me-down, and she left all her alarms on it. And it was just, she left these funny names for every alarm. Because, you know, on the iPhone alarms, the next morning, it says the note you left, right?
Yeah.
Her notes were always, like, just swearing. Just get up, be, or you're going to be late. OMG, I told you to wake up. Like, she had 8 alarms, and they all had weird notifications on them.
Might just say Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo?
Yeah, with different exclamation Yoo-hoo. Points. Like, multiple exclamation points. I just figured out that you can change the name for the alarm.
Oh, good.
It's been a few years, but I just figured it out.
I don't even use an alarm, actually.
Really?
I don't know why. I
get up, like, literally minutes before I set my alarm.
I don't know.
Like, the time.
Oh, like, that's a lot of people. 9:45,
I get up at, like, 9:44.
That's a lot of people.
So I don't even know why I set it at this point. Or I get up at, like, 8:30, and I'm like, okay.
No, me, it's on Monday, Wednesday. I was always, last semester, I was used to waking up at 10:30 for my 10:50 class. No matter what, I would wake up at 10:30. And on Tuesday, Thursday, I would wake up at 7:55 for my 8 a.m. I was usually a little late, but barely late. But it was just, I was always very close. And this semester was weird because all my classes started at 9:25.
Yeah.
So now I wake up at 9:15 every day.
Oh, well, that's
but I don't set an alarm. I am up.
I've been waking up. I wake up at like 9:45 every day because I have 10:50s every day, but that's just because I don't have tennis in the morning now.
Well, how does the practices work? I hear a lot about the soccer people who are up at like 5 a.m. and they're practicing.
Now, ours, we go, the earliest we've went is 8. So we don't go earlier than that. Yeah, but it's like one day could be 8 and the next day could be like 11:30, and that's just really weirdly fluctuating, and it bothers me.
You're gonna complain about having practice at 11:30?
I mean, I don't get to eat lunch.
That's true. That's true. I remember that.
At all.
Ooh, chicken tenders sound good.
Yeah, I never got those chicken tenders until now.
Yeah.
I didn't get them today though. I didn't either. Many chicken nuggets.
I mean, we went to
Jack in the Box last night. I was like, I can't. Too many chicken nuggets.
I kind of wish that I had more Jack in the Box right now.
Yeah.
I am now so that I hungry.
Say chicken nuggets.
Doesn't it sound good?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know what I'm going to eat. I think I'll eat some Top Ramen when I get back to my room.
That's good. I'm going to get Thai food after this.
Can you maybe not remind
my
me?
My teammate. I'm sorry.
Who's your teammate?
My teammate, Kelly. Kelly Zwicker. Shout out to her. She's in class right now. She's in her service learning
class.
What
year is she?
She is a junior. She is also on PSAC. I'm going to tell her after this that I gave her a shout out.
Tell her to look at the 26-minute where you've got a nice little shout out for her.
Okay. I'll definitely write it down in my mental notes.
All right, I've written it down. 26.
DJ Scout is literally writing this down right now.
I did. I will forget if I don't write it down. And then I'll find all these sticky notes later in my room.
You'll be like, what?
I get confused, but it's always exciting when I'm just sitting and I find a sticky note and I say, oh, I'll Google this thing that I wrote down. And then I have something fun to Google.
I do that in my phone.
So yeah, I have about 200 notes that I need to go through.
It's mainly just me writing like poems, and then I look at them and I'm like,
"Oh, can I hear one?"
What? I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, dude, okay. That's what my show is. We listen to people do poetry.
Okay, you could keep, chit-chatting with me, because I gotta find like a good one.
Yeah, I'll just talk. I do those notes things on mine, but I definitely just put like songs that I want to look up again later, or lyrics that I didn't know the name of the song and I want to type in the lyrics to find out the name. Pretty exciting stuff. Well, while she's doing that, I'm going to tell you right now, we were listening to Lift It Up, which is a new Passion Pit song. They released a new album today, Kindred. It's a fantastic album. I've already listened to the whole thing at least 7,000 times. At least 7,000. And it's been fantastic. Maybe more.
There's been a lot of new albums being released.
Yeah, but this is the most important one.
I know. It's just like...
You excited? This is a big year for movies too, isn't it? Jurassic Park this year. The new trailer actually just came out for that movie. You saw it?
Also, the new Fantastic Four movie trailer came out.
There's also, what, Mortal Kombat's coming out? There's a bunch of weird, like,
is there like a Mortal Kombat movie coming out? Or is that just the game?
Maybe it is just the game.
I think it's the game.
But there's another big movie from before that's coming out now.
I know the second Avengers movie is coming out.
That is true.
Next week.
Next week, really?
Yeah, May 1st.
Oh, wow.
Comes out, Avengers Age of Ultron.
All right, I'll let you read your poem real quick. Do you want me to turn on some music, or you want me to, like,
I mean, maybe neither.
No? Okay.
Unless you want to turn on some
music. No, we're good.
Okay.
You can just go.
Okay, it's a quick little poem. I like to write short poetry, not very long ones. I haven't practiced this one. It might be a little rusty, but I'll go for it anyway. It says it was written on January 24th, 2014. 14 at 6:07 a.m. I don't know what I was doing at 6:07 a.m., but
that's really early.
Apparently I wrote it at 6:07 a.m. Okay. Every time I fall asleep, I picture the stars over your head and the moon at the tip of your toes, hoping that I can wake up to the sunshine of your eyes, warmth of your lips, and the gentle breeze of your breath whispering good morning.
Well, I see why you wrote a poem like that at 6 a.m.
I know. I just wake up and write things sometimes.
That was really
sweet. I have some on my computer that honestly have no connection to anything at all.
That sounds fun, though.
I know.
Do you have any other ones you'd like to share? Because I really liked that.
I mean, I have to look for them again. So if you want
to
talking about movies and stuff.
We can keep talking about movies and stuff. I'm currently in the process of looking up movies that are coming out this year because I'm now very curious.
I'm trying to think of some because there's a lot.
I know there are.
I just saw also on Twitter that they are doing a sequel to Full House. So that's
exciting. I also it's Batman. Batman's the one I forgot.
Is it Batman versus Superman? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
I just saw that is Jared Leto playing what's it called? The Joker. I'm pretty sure that was on the internet. That Jared Leto's playing the Joker
for that exciting movie. Do you think he'll be good?
Yeah. His hair's already dyed green, so, I mean, he better keep going with it. And he also has, like, no eyebrows now.
I don't know what that was. That was weird.
I was like, what's going on?
Sorry about that, folks.
Is there any more movies coming out?
I can look. I'm trying to angle myself at the...
She is multitasking Finding Dory right now. Oh!
But I guess that's technically next year.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
I saw that. What's his face in that? Paul Rudd.
Avengers.
He is Ant-Man.
Hunger Games?
The new Hunger Games. The second one.
Oh, my God. We should hate ourselves. How did we forget that?
Star Wars.
How did we forget it? We should hate
Hunger
ourselves.
Hunger Game or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Okay, good. I was a huge Star Wars fan growing up.
Wasn't everybody?
The best.
It's so
the best.
Good. Oh, for sure.
And you know who's in that again?
Who?
Harrison Ford.
I did hear that.
Again.
I heard
that. He's like, Chewie, we're back. Like, that's what he says in the trailer. And I freaked out. I cried a little bit.
I have to watch the trailer still, so don't spoil it.
I mean, that's all he says. Oh, the rest of it is like, pew, pew, like, shoo, do, 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 do. It's that. That's basically the whole trailer.
We're actually going to take another break before we hear your poem. Because then we'll have something to do after the break. And you've got something to do during the break. And I think this break, we're actually going to listen to a piece of music that I performed when I was in high school.
Oh, I'm ready.
I know. It should be exciting. And I can't remember which one is which. I think this one is called Sweet Georgia Brown, which is the Harlem Globetrotter song. And I do have the saxophone solo in the middle and the flute solo at the end, if that's the right recording I'm about to play. But if it's not, it's a alto sax solo that I played in high school. So hopefully this works out. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout, and I'm here with Gianna Cupo on the Student Showcase. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. handle the truth.
Tune in 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Wednesdays for Oval Hour with DJ Freak at radio.dominican.edu.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Hey, and we're back. I actually was able to find DJ Freak's ad and play it over the air for us, so you know now you should listen into the Oval Hour on tomorrow from 9 to 10. And we just listened to me play that song. I told you, we Sweet Georgia Brown. We listened to that, and at the end you hear that little flute ditty, do 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 do. Worked very hard on that.
I loved it.
Thank you very much. I'm going to tell you a little about myself. When I was in high school, second semester of ninth grade, the administration calls me down to the office and says, we have no more electives open, and you can't be an assistant, and the only class that's open is band. And I said, I don't play an instrument, and it's halfway through the year. They said, sorry. So I joined band, and I learned to play the clarinet. And the next year, I asked if I could join jazz band as a clarinet player. He says, ooh, we don't want just a clarinet player. So I said, how about guitar? I play guitar. He says, no. How about piano? He says, no. I said, drums? No. Percussion? Nothing. He says, I want you to learn to play the saxophone. I said, I don't play the saxophone. And so, because of that, I learned the saxophone, and by my senior year, I got to perform Sweet Georgia Brown at Disneyland, and we actually got first place, and I won the soloist award, which was super exciting to me, and I had a lot of fun. And after that, I joined every single music department you could join in my high school, except for orchestra. I didn't like them.
She plays so many instruments.
Dorchestra.
It's crazy.
It was because I did marching band, I did pep band, I did chamber ensemble. I did pit orchestra, which was the orchestra that plays. So whenever we had a show going on, we had Grease, we had Music Man. I would always be there in the little pit orchestra playing my instruments. And because of this, it's why I learned so many instruments, is because the pit orchestra books are written reed one, which means you play flute, clarinet, oboe, piccolo, and a bunch of other things. And you just switch between them all because none of them play at the same time. So I had to learn all those different instruments. And I got a lot of practice, and I ended up here at Dominican playing in the chamber ensemble and the jazz band. And you can actually see the jazz band perform on Friday at noon during lunch. We will be playing in Calarega. We have 8 songs for you. It'll be about an hour, and it should be really exciting. I would really appreciate it if you guys showed up.
I gotta eat.
You have to eat. Just stay and listen to us, please. I get really sad when
love
it's
the arts.
It's just me and the jazz band and June O, the music lady here. And it's a little sad, but she claps for us, and that's something.
I'll clap for you.
You better be there.
Love it.
You better have.
I love music.
Yeah, me too. Did you find another poem you were going to read us?
I actually did not find one of my own, because a lot of them are on my computer, but I have one or two from a poet that I like.
All right, you know what? That's good enough. Let's hear it.
You want to read them. They're not too long, though.
That's all right. Let's hear it.
I like a lot of poets, but I remember learning about Langston Hughes a lot and how he grew up. I think it was in Harlem, but I'm not very sure. Don't quote me on that one. But this poem is called Harlem, and it's also called Dream Deferred. So do you want me to read it?
I want to hear it.
Okay. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode? And that's it. I don't know why I really liked that in high school.
I'm going to ask, why do you like it?
I don't know.
Not that I hate it or anything. I just mean, what is it?
I don't know. It was something.
Strikes you.
Something about the words he uses aren't like, you know, those poetic words where you're like, this is so beautiful. Like, it literally says stinky meat in it.
Yeah, I think that is interesting.
And it's interesting that he
was so weird.
And then he just ends it with, like, the question. I mean, I like we learned a lot about rhythm and rhyming, that kind of stuff, through poetry in high school.
Do you have a favorite kind of poem?
What are those? I'm going to forget the name now. They're like it's an Asian kind of.
Haikus?
Right. Yes.
The three lines?
Is it a haiku?
Yeah.
I like those.
But haikus are fun, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.
Yes. I like those a lot because, you know, they never need to make any sense.
No, they don't. So. I mean, that was a really good haiku I just totally came up with on the spot. Yeah,
you definitely just did that right now.
Refrigerate. Yeah, that's five syllables. I wasn't sure.
I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah, I love it, too.
I just like a lot of poetry. I'm looking at some more right now.
So actually. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's your plan for next year?
Like, what kind of plan?
Like, are you going to be here?
Oh, no.
You want to tell me where you're going?
I'm actually transferring to Cal Lutheran University. I'm going back to my hometown.
Where are you from?
Los Angeles, California.
Are you going to miss us here?
Yeah, California, obviously. I am. I'll miss you.
As opposed to Los Angeles, Nevada?
I don't. Is there another? There probably is another Hollywood, though.
I believe that.
Florida.
I think that's just Florida being sad. Have you ever heard of Florida Man? And they talk about the sad things that people do. They do some weird stuff.
I know. Florida's weird.
Yeah. Anyway, so you're transferring to Cal Lutheran. Why is that?
I would like to be closer to my home, basically. And I think that's the main thing, is Cal Lutheran is about 40 miles away from my house instead of about like 300 something miles like Dominican is.
How far is that a drive for you?
The 40 miles?
Yeah.
It's no traffic, 35 minutes, traffic like an hour, honestly.
40 miles?
Yeah, you could go real quick at 40 miles if you speed on the freeway.
I don't know why it took me so long to figure that out. 40 miles an hour.
40
that
minutes.
That would mean you were going for,
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
But, you know, Dominican's about like 5.5-6 hours from my house.
That's not that bad.
Hard. Yeah, it's not that bad, but it's hard.
It's like 15
hours for me. And I don't have a car,
me, so
I can't go home. I haven't gone home since January.
Neither have I.
So, I know. Well, you were airplane. So, in the Seattle over here.
I got
here.
Interested in looking at the... That for the talking? Do you see the bars?
I know. I'm looking, too, all the time. I like where it jumps.
It's good to see where you're at.
The levels.
Yeah.
Sound radio's cool.
What do you plan on majoring in while you're down there?
Still communications as well.
Do you have a concentration that you're interested in there?
They have a film and television production concentration.
So well, we have one, too. Just
I'm going to be doing that. I know. Theirs is just, like, on their website, and ours is not.
Well, yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, it totally is.
Does it say cinema?
I don't know. I could look, though.
We're going to check it.
We're going to check it.
I'm not very sure.
You just talk while I type this, because I'm going to get distracted.
All right. Well, I still want to do the same major and concentration, but I'm actually going to be minoring in women's gender studies. Is it women's? It's gender studies.
We have gender studies here, don't we?
Yeah. I was going to do it here, too.
Oh, okay.
But, so I'm doing gender studies, and I'm doing a multimedia minor as well. So I'm doing two minors.
What would multimedia be?
There is different kinds. Like different concentrations for multimedia. Like there is a graphic design multimedia concentration, but I think I'm just going to be doing, I'm pretty sure it says like film or production multimedia, because you have to like do some classes through communications for your major, and it's multimedia, so it just ties in. It gives you like credits for the minor, so I might as well just keep doing the minor.
I guess it's not on the website anymore. I really tried.
See? Yeah. It's
web and TV. Web TV and video production. That's something.
Yeah.
I think what because they have film.
They have some film.
It's just not
like
official.
Cinema classes. It's just there's not enough to make up a concentration. I think that's what it is.
I think there weren't enough people for it because they have the classes.
Yeah.
But not enough people sign up for them.
Yeah. There's very few like cinema concentration people in communications.
Yeah.
Like, there's only me and like one other person. In our class.
Oh, in our class.
It's Emma.
Yeah, it's Emma.
Yeah.
Well, we're actually going to take another break. We're going to hear it. It's kind of a break, kind of. We're going to actually showcase another thing that I did here on the Student Showcase, because I do love myself, and I love
to
hear.
Hey, I love you, too.
At least two of us do. And we're going to listen to another song that I played in my high school jazz band. Pretty exciting stuff. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the Student Showcase. I'm DJ Scout, and I'm here with...
Gianna.
Gianna Cupo, one cool cat. We'll be right back.
Thank you. film you're about to see has no characters. If you spare a little of your imagination, it is a film to describe to you the effect of cymatic frequencies on matter.
Listen to Worldwise, Fridays 11 to 12, here on radio.dominican.edu.
So, hey, we're back. That was an advertisement for DJ Scrappy's show, Worldwise. It's an exciting show that I think everyone should check out. One other cool cat. I wish I could have him on here, but he's one busy guy. That's why his shows are on Fridays when most kids don't even have classes. Isn't that odd?
It is. It is, but it's still sort of cool.
So we listened to another one of my jazz band songs, and I think that, oh, thank you very much. I think that it should inspire everybody to pick up an instrument and just do it.
Yeah, like, honestly, if I could play those, like, jazzy instruments, I would.
Yeah, man, we take acoustic guitars. We would take a ukulele. We have a viola.
Yeah, you take a ukulele.
The jazz band here,
I'll do it.
We just like to have more numbers. If we have more people going, we've got stuff happening.
Yeah.
And that's so much fun.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it, too. It's very fun. And currently the jazz band here is very small, but we all try our best.
I've seen it.
We sound like a band still.
Yeah.
Because our percussion section is awesome. We just have to do more songs that feature one instrument. So
yeah.
So I'll get solos a lot, and our trumpet player gets a lot of solos.
That's good, though.
And that's basically all of the jazz band right there.
Oh, I like it.
So we heard that advertisement by DJ Scrappy, and he is super cool. And just a random note, he does a really good Seinfeld impression, and I thought you might like to hear it.
I do.
Would you? Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
I want to hear it.
It's Penguin Radio. What's not to get?
I just would honestly...
Sounds just like Seinfeld.
I would believe that he was Jerry.
It freaks me out.
When he first did, I was in that room over there.
Yeah.
And he was practicing in here for his show, and he just starts doing this Seinfeld impression. And I just said, wow, you just sound like Jerry. He says, oh, I'm very good at channeling my inner Jerry. And I just made him record a bunch of random commercials for the station. And it was fantastic.
That's good.
It was exciting.
Putting that talent to use.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to be able to do good impressions of people.
I can do some of, like, cartoons, but...
Yeah.
They all involve, like, swearing. Because, you know, it's South Park, so.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Stupid
yeah.
kitty.
You know, like that.
Kitty, it's my papa.
Are you doing someone from South Park?
No, I don't remember what I'm doing.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounded like Cartman, but, like.
Sad.
An old woman.
Yeah.
As well.
I also don't want to yell into the microphone too much. That might go badly. You know what? I one time was playing Super Smash Bros. With some people. And I learned that I can do a pretty good impression of, like, Marth. You know his...
Yes.
Where he does the sword thing.
Can you do it now?
He says something in Japanese, right?
I don't know why that was so funny.
It sounded
just like...
Because it's Japanese and I'm a little Asian girl. So.
Yeah, so that's good.
It works.
I would usually just do a good Cartman.
I want to hear it. Just move back from the microphone if you're afraid of making
it
too
gonna,
loud.
I'm not going to, like, yell. I can only have him say Kyle.
You do it.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so bad. He's always like... Cal, get over here, Cal. That's all he sounds like.
That's
he knows
what
that list
like.
Going, Cal, you're so stupid, Cal.
Oh, God.
That's all this is from watching like three seasons in a row.
I was so afraid you were going to say what he usually calls Kyle.
No. He says the episode with the Chupacabra. Have you seen that?
I don't think I've seen that one.
There's an episode.
Once it got taken off Netflix, I couldn't watch it as much.
There's an episode where Cartman makes up a Chupacabra, and it's this animal that like attacks Jews, like I don't even know, and then he gets freaked out and he's recording it because it's always something stupid with the show,
you know.
He has like the camera, like the Ghost Hunters kind of thing going on. Ghost Hunters International.
I've seen this one.
Yeah, and he's like recording the Chupacabra, like the Bigfoot thing,
yeah,
in the forest, and he thinks there's an actual Chupacabra, but it's not, it's like a rabbit or something like that. He freaks out, and then he like goes to like this part of Alaska where they have a little hut and they're like doing the real Chupacabra things.
I think one of my favorite ones will always be the Man Bear Pig episode.
I know that one.
I just really like Al Gore.
I really like the J-Lo episode with the hand. Like,
that's taco, true. Taco, yeah. Marito, oh, Marito. He does the hand. That's Jennifer Lopez.
Like,
yeah.
Chocolate flavored kisses. Taco, taco, marito, marito. I'm sorry. It's such a good episode.
Oh, that is the song.
And taco, taco, marito, marito.
Yeah. And yeah. His hand dates Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Oh, well, that is
such a good episode. I suggest South Park for anyone.
I think we're going to finish up the show by asking you, what is your favorite memories that you've had here at Dominican?
Oh my god, beside that lacrosse game we went to.
Is that it?
As right now, I said beside that, like,
oh, besides that,
there are more. Oh my gosh, had some good memories with my tennis team. Guess this is hard. I hate when people ask you this question.
Choose some of your favorites. How about that? Not your number one,
this
but
is
like
so hard. That lacrosse game we went to was pretty good because we hung out around Berkeley after, so that was nice. I remember in the beginning of the year, I went with two people that they don't even go to this school anymore to San Francisco. And we took the ferry, literally almost got blown away by the wind outside.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, because I don't weigh that much. So I could get blown away easily. And we went to San Francisco. We hung out like around the little shopping areas. I forget where we were, but I just know there was a lot of like H&M and that kind of Burberry, those kind of shops around there. And then when we on the way back from the ferry, there was this German guy that we talked to, and we like helped instruct him like of how
did you
like,
speak
get
German
ticket. No, he had that German accent. I can't really speak a lot of German, but
can you speak any German?
Not that I can. No, that is French. I was about to go with some French. You know what? I'd have to really think hard.
I think the only phrase German. I know in German is, oh no, I know too. I know I eat kids and I like trains. So.
Are those actual phrases?
Ich esse die Kinder and ich mag Tugend.
Oh, I thought you were like saying them right now.
No.
But I was like, that's definitely English.
Oh yeah, no. Ich mag Tugend is I like trains. And ich esse die Kinder is I eat kids.
I usually just say how, like,
Duncan.
I always learn to say, I am a woman or something like that.
That's a good one.
Like, in French, it's like, je suis une femme or something like
that.
Yeah,
that sounds about right, actually.
I am a woman.
I think, yeah. What do I know? I know actually one thing in Spanish is like, tengo el gato en mis pantalones.
Oh, I can say some things in Spanish, too.
I think that just means that there's a cat in my pants.
Yeah.
Or I have a cat in my pants.
Yeah.
Like, which I thought was a funny thing to be able to say, because I thought it was random. And it was my uncle who taught me how to say it, because I thought it was funny that my uncle knew how to say, I have a cat in my pants. And then I realized that cat is like a double entendre for some other thing that I could have in my pants. And I realized it's slightly less funny now.
I can say something in Spanish to you.
I want to hear
go
it.
Go for it. Yo soy los pantalones. You know what I said?
You have pantalones? You
no,
have pantalones?
I said I am the pants.
You are the pants. Okay. Well, anyway, so you talked to the German man.
Yes, we talked to a German man, and he came back with us on the ferry, and we instructed him, and he tried to buy us alcohol, in which only one of us was over 21, so it was a little weird. I did not take the alcohol from
him. I was
going
to say, we do not promote drinking here on radio.dominican.edu.
He tried to give us some, and I was like, I am not an adult. I am. I am 18. I'm 19 now, but I'm not a...
Wait, you are a 19 now?
Yes.
As of when?
As of yesterday.
Yesterday was your birthday?
Yes.
Should we sing happy birthday here on the station?
That would be weird.
I think we should sing happy birthday.
Do it anyway.
Oh yeah, we're gonna sing happy birthday. Should I find you a great recording of someone else singing happy birthday?
Yes.
Like Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, yes. The next 2 minutes that we have, I want to hear this.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fantastic. Just
it's good.
Give me a second to find it.
Getting up there, but yeah, yesterday was my birthday. I am now 19, which is like that weird age where you still are an adult, but you still can't do anything adultly.
If you wanted to, you could vote or drink.
That's, I mean, I
vote
could
or smoke.
Drink. I could have done that last year though too. So I mean,
I got this. I think she's gonna start singing eventually, and this is for you, G. I don't know if she's singing it.
I'm ready. No, I don't think she is.
Who has done more?
Oh, she's coming up.
Oh,
she's
look at her.
Up.
The late Marilyn.
It looks like she's about to sing
really
now.
Good Marilyn Monroe movie. I don't creature she's in that. Hopefully. Oh, she's breathing. We're getting to it.
Gianna.
I am the president, so she can't.
Well, is that seductive or what?
That was beautiful.
Happy birthday, Gianna. Thanks for coming on again. You've been listening to the Student Showcase here on Penguin Radio. I'm DJ Scout. I've been here with Gianna Kupo, and we have had a great time. Thanks so much.
Fantastic being here.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
No problem. Anytime.
It's a great time. I was talking to our listeners. We have plenty of them. But thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
You looked at me, so I was confused.
I know. It's a little, I don't know where else to look in here. Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you next week, Tuesday, from 3 to 4, where I'll have another guest. Have a great day. Tells us that she is a, tells me that she is a great rapper. And I've just become very interested